And a very happy Friday. Why are you yelling, Tom? A very happy Friday morning, everybody. Friday, January 13th, 2023. Friday the 13th. It's Tom Drake's Daily Cruise and Travel News Podcast, brought to you by the Snood Factory, www.thesnoodfactory.com. It is, in fact, Friday the 13th. I did not know this, but according to the stretch, by the way, this is Tom Drake. Who else would it be? On board the beautiful Oceana Serena. We have just arrived in the beautiful port of Costa Maya, Mexico. And Friday the 13th, according to the Stress Management Center and Phobia Institute in Asheville, North Carolina, an estimated 17 to 21 million people in the United States are affected by a fear of this day, making it the most feared day and date in history. Many men would argue and say the day they got married, but you know what? That's just me. Some people are actually paralyzed by fear. I'm paralyzed a little bit because I was partying till 1 o'clock this morning with friends and family. It's not easy when you have friends and family on board. Anyway, some people can't move on this day. They don't get out of bed. They don't take a flight. They don't do business. It's estimated that in the U.S., they lose almost $900 million in business on this day because people won't do anything because they're afraid to do it wrong. I wrote the book on doing it wrong. You know, in Finland, they actually promote this day as a day to prevent accidents, to be more aware of automotive safety. Watch when you cross the street, slips and falls, bada bing, bada boom. Crazy, crazy. So be careful. My public service announcement. Be careful today on Friday the 13th. That's all I can tell you about that. We are in Costa Maya. I told you all about it yesterday. It is Mexico's second largest cruise port after Cozumel. Should be a good day. I have to behave myself. I perform tonight. And my real job, the one that pays money. And I'll be honest with you, last night, my close friend Michael Miner, comedy ventriloquist, impersonator, classically trained singer, he just killed it last night. Got a standing ovation on the captain's night. It's virtually impossible to do because they've had 2 hours of free liquor and they're eight and they're exhausted. They jumped up. He killed it. And now I have to try to follow that. Yeah, thanks, Mikey. Appreciate it. All right, cue the music. All right, this is an old story from 3 days ago, but a good buddy sent it to me, and I better do it. You probably read about it, that passengers or dopes or fresh meat on the Amtrak auto train, they were stuck for like an extra 20 or 24 hours. The train goes from D.C. to Sanford, Florida, the auto train. You load your car, your kids get on there. I've been on Amtrak just once, and after I broke my ankle in Jersey, I was forced to take Amtrak from Newark, New Jersey to Kissimmee, Florida. And you're probably aware that Amtrak has the safety record of a New York City cab driver. It is you bring a rosary bead, you light candles, even though they're illegal. What happened is they were on their way to Sanford, and a CSX freight train, hit a parked car. The parked car was on the tracks in Denmark, South Carolina. Some redneck mistook the train tracks for a parking lot and parked his car there and left. And the train took out the car and the tracks and derailment. So then they had to put the auto train on a siding, and it sat there and it sat there, and they kept making announcements. You know, we're working on it, but we are Amtrak. You should have known that when you booked. Shame on you for doing it in the first place. Finally, they were so upset they were calling 911 from the train. The passengers were asking the police to rescue them. Could you get the Amtrak SWAT team out? Could you bring some tear gas? Let's take out the conductor. And I guess you can hear the conductor yelling to the people, get off the phone. We're not holding you hostage. Have some more free snacks. You know, the meal's so nice here. They finally got to Sanford, Florida with their car like 24 hours late. And if they had their kids on board that train, oh, that had to be gruesome. And the smokers couldn't get off the ship to smoke and went on and on. And the pets, because you bring your pets on the train because it's too much trouble to bring it on a plane. Oh my God. Speaking of flying, according to the Consumer Price Index, and I check that at least once in a lifetime, they announced that airfare in December dropped. That's unusual. It went down 8%. Now, let's tell you the other part of this. The prices in December of this year were 28% higher than last year in December. And we were coming out of the pandemic last year. 28% they raised the prices when we could finally fly again. Bend over. Well, they went down. Hopefully, the airlines figured, okay, we're gouging them too much. Well, you know, that's probably how they should sell the airline. American Airlines would only gouge you a little, unlike others. There you go. So it went down. But they also said that American, AA filed with the SEC and said that their revenue in the quarter went up 17%. They're just killing us. All right, if you like theme parks, who does? If you go to Universal's Hollywood Horror Nights, to me, anytime I go to Universal, it's a Halloween Horror Night. I'm just not a theme park guy at all. Jeez, the people walking around Disney with a turkey leg. It's just fun. And Universal decided to open up a permanent Halloween Horror Night in Las Vegas, and it's an area called Area 15. I've never heard of Area 15. I looked it up. I thought that's maybe where they took the hookers. They took them all off the strip and put them in Area 15, like Giuliani did years ago when he put them in Staten Island or somewhere. But it's a place of all kind of virtual reality, and you know, that's hilarious because there's nothing in Vegas that's real. So you have to go off the strip to Area 15 where you have virtual reality that's not real. There's a lot of not real there. Anyway, if you're into that, they're building a 110,000 square foot horror event, theme park where you can go and get scared to death. So for me, when I used to work there all the time and I was out of money and couldn't afford lunch, that's when I was scared. That was tough. Las Vegas. Royal Caribbean announced that they have they were able to flip some money. They owed a few billion and it was going to come due, and they said, you know what, we're not ready to pay yet. So they work with their credit facilities, you know, their key lenders, and they were able to flip it. So money that they owed this year won't be due until 2025, and others will be due in 2024. Whatever they're doing at Royal Caribbean, if you go on and look at what their stocks are trading for, they're trading much higher than NCL or Carnival. So whatever they're doing, Wall Street likes it. So if you own Royal Caribbean stock, it did well yesterday. And the banks believe in Royal Caribbean Group because they said, yeah, we'll wait another year for that $3 billion you owe us. I wish my bank was that cooperative. All right, people in San Diego, you can walk proud and breathe easier because they've completed their shore power expansion. Let me explain what that is. As we try to reach net zero emissions by 2050. We is not me, by the way. The cruise industry, they promised to have net zero. That means they can't burn bunker fuel because it's not very good. And even diesel fuel is not that great. So one of the things you can do to reduce your carbon emissions is to use shore power. When the ship pulls into port, they actually shut off their diesel engines and plug in. But not every port has that. San Diego had one outlet. It's very funny, but one big outlet. They just completed a second, so they have two outlets for shore power. It cost $4.6 million. This isn't cheap. The whole grid has to be redone. So now today, on Friday the 13th, the Disney Wonder and the Insignia will both be in San Diego, and they will both plug in to shore power. It is Friday the 13th. I would have waited till tomorrow. You know what? Because sure as hell they're going to plug in. They're going to flip a breaker and the guy's going to have to put a new breaker in. What's the size of the breaker on that? But anyway, it's a real good thing. If you think, oh, California, I'm pretty sure they're concerned about the environment. I might be overstating that just a little. But this reduction of harmful pollutants, such as, you probably didn't know this, but when a ship is in port, there are a lot of harmful pollutants, including nitrous oxide and diesel particulate matter. Yeah, it's diesel fuel when it comes out of the stack. There's no doubt about it. This is the world we live in. But this will greatly reduce your greenhouse gas emissions. And I'll tell you what, I've been in the greenhouse one time when I had gas, and I wouldn't want to wish that to anybody. So congratulations, San Diego. They're doing that in Miami. They're working on it now. Many places in the United States, they're working on it, and in Europe, because a lot of the ships now are outfitted with the plug. But you have to have some place to put the plug. But enough about Viking or Virgin Voyages. All right, Viking, that's what I'm looking at, right? They have a world cruise they've announced in 24 and 25. It's 180 days, and it is a circumnavigation. But it's not all the way around the world. I don't know why. It's going from Fort Lauderdale and then all over the world, and then it'll end in New York. Why didn't just go a little further, end it in Fort Lauderdale? Then it's really around the world. But you know what? Nobody asked my opinion. Speaking of world cruise, Cunard the other day, Wednesday, celebrated the 100th anniversary of the first world cruise. That's pretty amazing, especially since the captain on the board the ship was actually on the first one 100 years ago. No, I'm kidding. Probably one of the guests for sure. And actually, they had two ships sail on world cruises, the Queen Mary II and the Queen Victoria. Let me tell you what's going on here. They're all peddling these around the world cruises, but it's in segments. So they're not selling out whatever, 2,000 passengers on the Queen Mary 2 for around the world. They're selling some, and then the other people are buying it in segments. It's not deceitful. It's not incorrect. You have people that are going around the world, but you have a lot of people that are just going from Southampton across the street. I am not a big fan of Bermuda. I've made that statement more than once. I don't get the attraction completely, and having been in and out of Bermuda, especially out of Boston, Bermuda on NCL years ago, rough seas. I mean rough. And now the Norwegian Gem that sails New York to Bermuda had to adjust their itinerary because the weather forecast for Bermuda is ugly. You know what? In the summer, you know, I had a friend of mine, they sailed Boston to Bermuda. No, New York, Bermuda. It was so rough going across that my buddy's wife refused to take the ship back. So he had to buy airfare and fly home because it was so rough and didn't want to do it on the way back. And that's not unusual, except they did it again later on. I don't know. So anyway, the Norwegian Gem, which home ports from New York, offering sailings to the Caribbean, Bahamas, and Bermuda. You know my feeling on that anyway. Please end this, but they're never going to do it. Please fly someplace closer to the Caribbean so you don't have all these crazy sea days. Anyway, their five-day cruise to Bermuda has been adjusted because they have to get out of Bermuda earlier in order to get back to New York because it gets incredibly rough coming out of Bermuda. The winds are extremely high and, you know, the ships can't handle it sometimes, so they bang off a pier or bang off a canal or something. Kind of ugly for the captain. So, all right, and we have one more story. What time is it? Where are we at? Oh, good, we're only at 11 minutes. So, did you know that having a stable internet connection on board a ship is the holy grail for many cruise lines? This is not my writing. I believe this is Travel Weekly. And the deal is this. You know, Carnival Corporation is in bed with the Chinese government. I'm not hiding that fact. They have a Chinese Carnival cruise line. It's called Adora, A-D-O-R-A, like open Adora or window. And they have made a deal with Shanghai Telecom, and they will have the first ship with 5G internet on the board of the ship. 5G internet. And the great part about this, because it's Shanghai Telecom, if you're having any trouble with the internet, you don't have to go see anybody. Just give a note to the guy that's reading every one of your emails and listening in on your phone conversations, because it's China. And just while you're talking to somebody, going, hey, by the way, the guy listening in from the Chinese government, just so you know, this internet sucks. Just let you make your word. No, don't say that. You'll never get off the ship again. Anyway, when they supposedly, it's 5G, and it could be up to speeds of 1,000 Mbps. As a comparison, stuff from SpaceX, 100 to 300 Mbps. So, not BS. That's the whole thing is BS. Mbps. So, we'll see. So, if you're going to be on that ship, who's going on that? Isn't it a big deal? Who's going on? Well, the Chinese people, they want internet and they want it fast and they like a lot of neon and flashy lights and stuff like that. But anyway, that's a big deal, so they got a press release. So, and that's today's stories. And it's a Friday, and it's Friday the 13th. And I didn't really mess up. Normally I have to tape this 12 times. This is my first time, so even on Friday the 13th, I'm not scared. I got through this. I wasn't shaken when I started. I'm not paralyzed by fear. I got a small headache from last night, but what can you do? All right, once again, my apologies for yesterday. It seems that I've changed podcast platforms. I haven't heard back from them yet, but people received a message that if they opened the link, we might steal your information. So I went back to the previous podcast platform and used that for the time being. I'll do that again today. I'm not sure what happened. I actually didn't have that notice when I opened it up. It didn't say this is a security risk. I opened it up. There's a little note that said, listen, why waste your time on this? This is a wreck. But we'll see what happens. I'll work on it. I'll be back tomorrow, Saturday, because as you know, Monday through Saturday is daily. Sunday is Sunday. I'm out of here. Talk to you tomorrow.